Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I want to talk about that amazing weekend that we just had at the Windstore World Casino and Resort.
Ooh-wee.
Man, it was just incredible. Saturday, we went down there, myself, Skin, KT, and Jeff Cavanaugh. We arrived, what, around 12:30 or so?
Earlier than that, man. Oh, we teed off at 11:30.
Oh, that's right. We teed off at 11:30.
I got you up early, dog.
Yeah, that's right. You did. You Ubered to my house. We drove out there together. Scenic drive from Light Farms out there to the Windstar World Casino Resort. Played golf. Beautiful golf course. Just gorgeous. And it rained at one point. We were forced inside of the clubhouse. And then they were like, hey, I think you guys can squeeze the rest of your round in, but do, you know, cart path only. So we went out there and continued golfing. And it was just us on the course as well as some tolos. We bumped into some tolos in there, you know, and while we were during the rain delay, they were taking shots at tequila. So we took some shots at tequila with them. And
that's actually an amazing story, because one of those tolos, very good guy named Mason, I had gotten in a Twitter war with him like 2 years ago. And then the next day, it's what old Twitter wars are. It's like, hey, all right, we understand each other. We're cool. I was like, if I ever see you somewhere, I'll buy you a beer. And so we're sitting there. There's a rain delay. And we're in the little cafeteria area. Not cafeteria, the grill. And we're waiting for the rain to pass over. And, man, we were looking at the radar. It looked like it was going to rain for days. Like, it looked like we might be done. We're eating our nachos. And this guy walks up. He goes, you're not going to remember this, but we got in a fight on Twitter, and you told me if I ever saw you, you'd buy me a beer. He's like, I'm Mace. I go, dude, I totally remember you. And we did it. We bought him drinks, and then we took pictures with him, and it was like this big old love affair that all happened because of the rain out, the temporary rain out.
And I told him they should all treat themselves to surf and turf.
They did. I couldn't believe that. I got my tab, and I couldn't believe it.
But in general, if a Tolo out there is wondering how the golf competition went, how would you describe that?
Well, it was me and Jeff against Ben and Skin. And Ben notably hates golf. I'm notably very good at golf.
I'm sorry.
Just accepted at this point.
It's all true.
So Ben was getting a couple extra strokes. Well, Ben on the first hole goes out and plays a perfect hole pretty much.
It's a par 5. He's on in regulation in 2 putts.
And he pars at 2 putts and has a good par. And then we're going, okay, do we need to recalibrate how we're doing this today?
Because you got a birdie and lost the hole.
Yes.
Think about that. Think about the pressure KT's going to have on him. He doesn't get any strokes. Kavanaugh is going to stroke on 9 holes. We ended up pulling back on me because I probably got too many strokes. And then Ben was going to get 2 strokes on every hole. KT has to be perfect because he birdied a hole and still lost.
Well, that's what's weird about golf, because I'm thinking, oh man, maybe the key to golf is just to not play for a year, have all your clubs get rusty, and then just go out there and not care. And I'm like, oh my God, I might shoot like an 80 today. Let's go. And then the next hole, I shot a 17. And the next hole, an 18. Then I shot a 23. I mean, it was horrific.
By the way, we need to have a discussion, because I wasn't sure I fully believed you when you said your clubs were in a bad state. And I was like, I don't know, man. He probably has decent clubs. He probably just doesn't want to play golf. So there was a time, I don't know, hole two or three or whatever, where you were looking at the shot. I was like, I'll go grab you a club. And I reached in Ben's bag and I pulled a club. I was like, he ain't lying, man. Because you usually have nice stuff, right? Like if you're going to play golf, you're going to have nice clubs, yeah. You're going to have nice kicks.
First time I saw Ben back from vacation, he was buying new shoes in the clubhouse.
Yeah, new golf, right, exactly. Like you're not going to do anything half butt. And so I was really surprised when I pulled the club. I was like, oh, dude, your clubs are kind of in a state of disrepair.
Yeah, I took them over to that PGA Superstore and I was like, should I just get these re-gripped? Because I hadn't played in over a year.
Right, right.
And the grips were melting in my hands. They were just coming off in my hands. I was like, should I get these re-gripped? They're like, really? You should just get new clubs.
Yeah.
They're covered in rust and everything. And
given the way you played, you should get new clubs.
It's ridiculous. They're crazy expensive. Where should I get them?
Let's go to the PGA Superstore after the show.
I don't want to do anything half butt.
Because Ben has natural athletic traits that make him, he can naturally go play.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of things like sometimes you have to remind you, hey man, just take it easy here. Let the club do the work. And then boom, he smokes it.
But that's all golfers that you have to remind, don't swing too hard, don't do this. Everybody does that. Because every one of us will see someone hit a long drive, like, oh, well, and then you like start going outside of yourself. Yeah. But you've got good hands. You've got a good feel for things. I think that you could turn into a machine on your short game. I really think you could be a machine right around the green.
Skin's short game is incredible now, by the way.
He's a good putter, yeah.
And you're right. Watching KT hit drives, it sucks to follow him because he hits the ball and it's like...
Of our guys at the station, he is most consistently the longest driver. Now, sometimes Dawson really connects.
Chop.
But Dawson is not... Well, yeah, Choppy's pretty ridiculous, too. But Dawson's not as consistent off the box as KT is. KT is... It's very rare that he's not in the fairway deep.
I put my ass into it.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Yeah.
Are we done with the golf portion of this?
Because I would want like it to be.
Well, you had a great idea for an event. We could
we should talk about this. Yes.
There's a hole out there that's incredible. It's their majestic signature hole. It's what, 18? Not on Scissortail.
It's 18 on Redbud.
On Redbud.
It's a par 3.
Going into the club shop, pro shop and the club. So you could basically... pack listeners out there. It's a par 3, and you can have a contest.
My idea was we go bracket style with all the guys up here who want to play.
Yeah,
whatever. It's probably like 8 guys at golf, anyways.
Right.
Okay. And it's a short par 3. So and there's water there. You would have a greenside reporter and a tee side reporter on the mic.
Yep.
Okay. And then you got like 5 shots.
And it's
and whoever's closest to the pin wins, and they advance to the next round. But you've created curiosity, the possibility of a hole-in-one.
Right.
Trash talking. Making each other laugh, ribbing each other, you know?
And the layout is perfect. Stuff. It's about 170-yard par 3. There's water to the left. And then the green kind of goes back into an elevation. So people, we could put little bleachers up, and people could look down on it. It's perfect for viewing.
Yeah.
Like, it's ideal for KT's idea.
So KT's a good idea machine. And so anyways, that was the end of the golf. But and then we went in, showered, went and had an incredible dinner at Mickey Mantle's. We all had steak dinners and stuff. It was just delicious. High-end dinner. And then we went out to the casino.
Well, can I do something real quick?
Yes.
Can we hit this real quick?
Yes.
What your wife was yelling out loud in the restaurant?
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
So Tolo. So when I first put the Tolo sticker on my wife's car, she was in line one day dropping the kids off at school, and one of her crazy friends called her and goes, why do you have Tolo on your car? Do you know what that means? She goes, no, I think it's some radio thing for Ben's show. And they're like, no, that means, say it.
T's out.
L's legs. Open.
You can say legs.
I don't think you can.
T's out, legs open.
And so she's explaining that to the table.
Right.
And there's 8 of us at the table. So you've got to get that. You know,
but restaurants are loud.
It wasn't that loud. And she was facing with her back to the most of the restaurant. And she was yelling it at the table. And then somebody else got back to the tailing. Amanda got back. She had been gone for a while. So she starts telling Amanda. And she's twice as loud because she's trying to yell it past me.
T's out, legs open.
I couldn't believe that she cupped her mouth to make it amplify over you to get to Amanda. It was so shocking.
Yeah. So then we went out into the casino and Skin was at his own black. It was really packed. And so Skin was at a separate table. with the oddest cast of characters I'd ever seen.
Man, I had this. So there was a kind of an older lady to the net to my left, and then on the corner spot was Mr. Clean.
Yeah,
shaved head, tons of jewelry, and I swear to God, his biceps were about 48 inches around.
Wearing the tightest T-shirt.
The tightest shirt you've ever seen. And he just kind of...
You kept touching him, too.
Yeah, I kept asking for piggyback rides, and he didn't make a single sound. He would, like, just look at the dealer when he wanted a hit, and the dealer knew and would give him a hit.
So Skin is the funnest person at a blackjack table. He starts patting everyone on the back, talking to him, commenting. Some of these people want no part of anybody. Somehow, they all love Skin, and it's just so fun to have at a blackjack table. So finally, KT finds a spot at another table across from the pit boss area from where Skin is.
Like,
so
we
I
can
go over
see
there.
Each other.
Kavanaugh's over there, and we're like, let's get Skin over to our table. There's an opening, and Kavanaugh's like, dude, he's raking it in over there. You had all these chips in front of you.
I put down $100, and by the time I got it from that table, I had like $325.
Yeah.
Like, I was just winning immediately.
So we were like, we don't want to break your, you know, good mojo, but we got you to come over and sit with us. And you ended up sitting in between these two strange men. One of them definitely had killed someone earlier that night. Maybe a serial killer.
He had blood on his hands.
He was the most intense person I had ever seen, and we started doing some of that crazy stuff that happens when we're all at a table together.
Split them up.
And it's like, no matter what the cards were, if you had two twos, two threes, two fives, two tens, it didn't matter. Whatever you had, you'd split them up.
Right.
And we do that. And that guy was looking like he wanted to murder us every time we did something crazy. But we're at a $5 table.
Cover up a murder.
And so Skin gets there, sits right next to him. Skin starts tapping him on the shoulder, talking to him.
High-fiving him.
It all. It was great. You brought him out of his shell.
He seemed to love Kavanaugh, too.
Yeah, he loved Kavanaugh.
I think they were talking about dipping together or something.
Jeff took a dip of that guy's snuff. He was in his Copenhagen or
whatever.
Okay,
we got to run, but tell the story about the Tolo super quick.
So quickly, there's a Tolo, nice guy. We've seen him a couple times. I think out of Windstar. He's playing a slot machine, right? He's in the 25-cent slots. And we just start talking to him, hey, what's up? And he's still kind of hitting it every once in a while. And he hits it, and he goes, man, I'm about to get up. I hadn't won. I said, hold on, man. So I had a good feeling here. I think you need to stay here for a few more minutes. Hits it again, loses. Hits it again, loses. But it kind of felt like I talked him into staying for a little while. Well, I wake up the next morning, Sunday morning, and he sent me a message. I'm going to read it to you real quick.
Okay.
Said, hey, KT, I'm the Tolo you guys were talking about when you were walking around as a group last night. You kept telling me I was going to win a jackpot, and I just wanted to let you know I won $20,000 last night.
God!
It was at like 1 a.m., and by the time I got my money and tried to find you guys for some celebratory beers, it was last call. Just wanted to say thanks for sending the positive vibes my way. If you can, tell the whole crew I won. Thanks to all you guys for being so nice and actually taking the time and stop to talk to people.
$20,000, dude. That is incredible. Yes.
I saw him on the way out. We were leaving, and we bumped into each other, and he goes, yeah, I won $20,000. You see it? I hadn't seen it. I was like, what? I couldn't tell if he was pranking me. He goes, yeah, I got it in my backpack. I was like, what? Are you serious? That dude won $20,000, and he really did. He won $20,000.
That's so awesome. It's also his 26th birthday today. He texted in. So awesome shout out to him, and it just proves that everyone does win at Windstar.
Every single time they go. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show. Thank you, Windstar, for rolling out the red carpet. We had an incredible time. We will probably see you at the Hall & Oates show, if not sooner.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.